لابد.
أبا الابن الروح القدس الله راح تحل علينا نميت وبركته من الآن وكل وان وإلى دهر دور أمين. تعيد الكنيسة بعيد البشارة يوم 29 برمهات. وتقع القيامة أيضا في نفس اليوم يوم 29 برمهات. وتعيد الكنيسة بعيد الميلاد يوم 29 كياك. ونظرا لأهمية الأعياد الثلاثة اللي هي البشارة والميلاد والقيامة، رأت الكنيسة أن تذكرنا بهذه الأعياد مرة كل شهر يوم 29 في الشهر القبطي. لذلك يا أحبائي، رغم أن النهاردة ما هواش امتداد للخمسين، لأن الخمسين انتهت يوم الحد اللي فات بعيد العنصرة، وبدينا صوم الرسل من يوم الاثنين، لكن النهاردة يوافق 29 بشنس. عشان كده تلاحظوا حضراتكم ان الالحان النهاردة فرايحي، وان المردات بتاعة الشمامسة بتشمل اعياد البشارة والميلاد والقيامة. On the 29th of Baramhat, the church celebrates the Feast of Annunciation. And on the same day also, the resurrection happened. When our Lord Jesus Christ resurrected, it was on the 29th of Baramhat. And when you read in the Synaxarium, the Book of Saints, which the Church uses in the liturgies, you find that on the 29th of Baramhat, there are two feasts: the Annunciation and the Resurrection Feast. On the 29th of Kiyak also, we celebrate the Advent, the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. So the Church decided to celebrate on the 29th of every month in the Coptic year these three feasts: the Annunciation, the Christmas, and the Resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. Except the 2 months of Tuba and Amshir, because they come between the Resurrection, between the Christmas and the Resurrection, and they normally come during the Great Lent. But during the other 10 months, we celebrate this commemoration or these feasts. Also, although today is the Sunday, we don't read the readings of Sunday, but we read the readings of the 29th of Baramhat, which is the Annunciation of our Lord Jesus Christ. Actually, the Annunciation is the first master feast among the 40 master feasts of our Lord Jesus Christ. And it's one of the very important feasts because our Lord Jesus Christ was incarnate in the womb of our Holy Mother, the Mother of God, St. Mary. But before the conception, he sent his angel Gabriel to take her permission and to inform her with the great honor of our Lord Jesus Christ that he decided or selected her for this great event and this great occasion, and through her he will be the incarnate God, the second person of the three Holy Trinity, and he will appear in the world as a full man and a full God as well. Yesterday we spoke about the prophecies from Abel to Malachi about the advent of our Lord Jesus Christ, or especially about the Annunciation. We saw that Abel, for example, offered the best sacrifice he had, and it was a symbol of our Holy Mother, God, Saint Mary, who offered the best she had, the firstborn of her womb, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, not as a sacrifice for God, but as a sacrifice for all the world, not by a blood of animals, but the blood of pure body of our Lord Jesus Christ. We saw also that Solomon built a temple for God to dwell in and to be in and to worship him in this temple. And as well, the Mother of God gave her womb for our Lord to be her temple, his temple, to be born from her and appear to the world. Today we'll speak some words about the spiritual concept of the Annunciation. The spiritual concept. Actually, the first point is that the Annunciation was a source of glorious and great ownership to the world. When Abraham was announced with the birth of John, of Isaac, he was glad, and his wife Sarah was also glad. When Hannah was promised with Samuel by Ali, the high priest, so she was very pleased. Also when Manoah was preached and promised from God with the birth of Samson, he was glad as well. Zechariah also was glad, and Elizabeth with the birth of John. But the Annunciation to the Mother of God with our Lord Jesus Christ was the source of joy, not only to the Mother of God, but also to the mankind. It was a source of pleasure to everyone, because our Lord was pleased to be incarnate and to become a man, and to be born from the Virgin for the salvation of man. So the Annunciation was not just a miracle. Happened that the Virgin conceived and gave birth to a baby, but it was a source of joy and a source of salvation, that God has become man, or take the flesh of the man to save him, and to give this body the power of resurrection by being born and live and die and resurrect from the dead. The second point is the humility of our Lord. He was humble, very humble. And it is a lesson to us today. Can you imagine that the king or the president agrees to be just a servant? Can you imagine that Matalan man or agrees to wash the feet of some people in his country? We cannot imagine that. But the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings, the God of our God, all gods, agreed to be not as a servant but as a slave. He agreed to be bought with 30 pieces of silver, the price of a slave, for my sake. He agreed to be born from a very simple woman, orphan, poor, ignorant from all the world, not known or famous. He agreed to be born in a manger. He agreed to be born in a very bad weather, in a very bad atmosphere. He agreed to face all the circumstances and all the troubles of the Jews against him, especially the high priests and the Pharisees. He agreed to face all these things as a simple man, without using his power, without using his authority. He agreed as a humble God to be incarnate and take my weak flesh and weak body and to live in this bad world, to give us all these gifts of salvation. It's a lesson to us, lesson of humbleness. If you want to take the blessing of your God, try to imitate him, try to follow him, not to put your personality over everything, but to put yourself under everyone, to be ready to wash the feet, to be ready to serve in love, to be ready to put yourself in the service of everyone in willingly, without any force. This is a lesson of the incarnation, of the Annunciation. Not only our Lord Jesus Christ was the lesson, but also the Virgin Mother of God was the lesson to us. She submitted herself immediately when the angel asked her to permit this incarnation or this advent in her womb. She agreed and she said, I'm a servant made to God. Let it be as you said. Let it be as you said. Great lesson of submission. And this is a question to me. How much I'm able to be humble? How much I'm able to submit myself in the hands of the Lord to manage everything in my life? Not only for me, but also for the others. The third lesson, or the third point, is the joyful event of incarnation. Allah ifrahi, ifrahi mumtari'a na'ma, rejoice, highly favored one, the Lord is with you. Ifrahi mumtari'a na'ma. The incarnation was surrounded with a cloud of joyful events. The joy was the message given to the world by the incarnation of our Lord. Allah rejoice. وقال للملائكة للرعاة ها أنا أبشركم بفرح عظيم بفرح عظيم. والمجوس فرح المجوس جدا لما رأوا النجم, فرحوا فرحا عظيما. ولما راحوا للمسيح فرحوا جدا وقدموا له هدايا. الست العذراء وهي رايحة بيت اليصابات, وأليصابات شهدت وقالت عنها أنها أم ربي, قالت تعظم نفس الرب وتبتهج روحي بالله مخلصي. This is a question to me given today. How much I am happy of the incarnation of our Lord. How much if the Virgin received the joyful message and the angels gave the shepherds also the message of joy, and if the three wise men also were very happy to see the star, and if the Virgin Mary praised her great praise in the house of Zechariah and Elizabeth, should I be also happy of this incarnation? Yes, of course. But what sort of happiness? What kind of joy? My great joy is that the Lord dwells in me with His Holy Spirit. And this is the fourth point and the last one today. We are happy because the divinity of the Lord Jesus Christ came to the humanity of the Mother of God in her womb, for the incarnate God to be born. And nowadays you take the same blessing, you take the same ownership. When the Lord Jesus Christ through the Holy Spirit give himself to you as a holy body and precious blood in the sacrament of the Holy Communion, it's a great joy, it's a great ownership. If the Virgin Mary became a temple of God, you also are the temple of God. If the great Mother of God gave birth to our Lord Jesus Christ, you also by the Holy Spirit Spirit who dwells in you and works in your heart could have virtues in your life by the fruits of the Holy Spirit in your heart. عشان كده أحبائي, إذا كان اللاهوت اتحد بالناسوت في بطن العذراء, طب ما اللاهوت المسيح دلوقتي بيتحد بيك بجسدك, بيدخل جواك, جسد المسيح ودمه بيدخلوا فيك جواك وتبقى انت مش انسان عادي، لا، تطلع من الكنيسة وانت حامل جسد المسيح ودمه، تبقى انت المسيح ذاته. زي ما قال بولس، احيا لا انا، بولس الرسول، احيا لا انا بل المسيح يحيا فيا. مش انت اللي حي، ده المسيح حي فيك. every time you come to receive the holy communion the incarnation repeats in your heart because the body and the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ comes and come in your blood, in your body, and the power of resurrection comes in your spirit. ربنا يدينا كل نعمة وكل بركة عشان نفرح بالبشارة وناخد بركات البشارة في جلال البشارة وفي اتضاع وإخلاء مخلصنا بتجسده وفي فرح البشرية التي استقبلت المسيح المتجسد وأيضا في تجديد طبيعتنا. Renewal of our nature by the dwelling of the Holy Spirit and by the receiving of the Holy Communion, the body and the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Glory be to God now and ever and forevermore. Amen.